Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast. We are in episode 69 of season 2. Last time we talked about falling into the fall activities, all of these things. Now, a little brain today. So this is just like the mental side of things. I like to take a step and realize exactly that. Are you living in the moment? So living in the moment is today's, or are we worried about other things? So living in the moment means enjoying what's in front of you, like right now. Living in the moment can change your entire life. It can also really make an impact on people in your life. So what I have found is so many people are worried about tomorrow and the next day and all this, they're missing today. We don't enjoy today. We are then worried about it, and then it transitions into such a long, painful thing. So understand that not everything is personal. Things happen in this world, and how are you going to live in the moment? I myself have struggled with this for numerous years. Retaking this over is one of the best things that you can do in your life. It is one of those things that you can really reset your brain and actually get going. I have found that over time, the more we do, we can actually make an impact on people and change our own life. If we are living in the moment, we are taking the step so that we can actually enjoy these things rather than worrying about everything else in the world that we can't control. We can really take those necessary steps to enjoy our life. Now, worrying and learning from the past, worrying does nothing. You can learn from the past and you can understand exactly what mistakes are made so you don't make them again. But don't focus on these and do not beat yourself up, because when you do that, you then get hard on it, and then you do not enjoy the actual moments we're in. So sit back, think about it, and living in the moment is one of those things that easier said than done. A lot of people nowadays realize with phones and all of this stuff, it's one of those things that we have to actually take back ourselves, because if you don't, and you constantly are worried about what other people are doing or what happened before, you won't enjoy, and then it transitions from today to tomorrow, and you lose a week to a month, all of those things. So one of the best ways to reset I have found is, as I've said before, reading in the morning resets my brain, helps me be way more in the moment. It also helps me set aside some things that I can focus on in the day. It helps me really grow and become all I can be. Now, from there, I also like to have my goals so that, of course, I can focus and have those successful things throughout a day, month, year. But as we go, things happen. We have to understand that if we have a setback, we just then reset and get back onto it. Sometimes things are changing of courses, as we stayed before, staying on course. So sometimes you just have to get over a little bit of those speed bumps and things that are trying to derail you. As in life, we constantly need to make sure that we are making the most of each and every moment. Now, in our own life, we can sit back, think about all the positives. We can also learn from the past so we don't repeat, like I said. But as we're moving and setting things for this moment and the future, living in the moment is really focused on enjoying the positives. So when you have a positive, enjoy that natural high. It makes the most of the day. And then realize the people that are helping with that, or realizing that if you bring some positivity to an area, you can really increase the output of you, your friends, people, whether you're like myself, a trainer that works with people, or a teacher, or whatever it may be. You can really make an impact and a change in people's lives. Now, as life goes and things transition, you will understand as well, living in the moment becomes harder as you become busier or things are going and you sometimes neglect yourself. So realizing that one of the biggest things that you can do to reset and make sure that your life is hitting goals, enjoying it, and really thinking the most of each and every moment is cherish those moments that you have success in and enjoy the little things in a day, the little pick-me-ups, the little small things that make you feel better about yourself. Because as days happen, if you don't, you tend to just run day to day, and then as you're having successes, you don't enjoy it. Now, I'm not saying don't work and keep striving for more, but you have to use those pats on the back and realize that this was something amazing and this can make a huge impact on my own life. Because if I don't do those pick-me-ups, pats on the back to staying on course and living in the moment, I then derail and worry about things that happened in the past, or I worry about ways in the future. We have to pat ourselves, enjoy this moment. Living in the moment is enjoying your successes And as well as living in the moment also is you learn from things as they go rather than learn from it way 10 years later down the road that you could have done this. Now sit back, think, and enjoy the actual things that are happening in front of you. Sometimes, as I've always said, and what we're going to transition into now is living in the moment. What are some of, we always ask ourselves and give you some homework to basically focus on now. What are some of the ways today has been amazing? So sit back, think about it. Now, in the moment, what are the things, how you're going to enjoy the rest of today? Are you going to take some steps, thank somebody that did something amazing? Or are you going to go do something that makes you super happy? What are those things? That's living in the moment, enjoying it. Now, as well, if you had a derailing thing, that's okay. Think about it. How are we going to make something better and learn from it and enjoy the rest of today? We're not going to get that down. Those are the things to ask yourself is how you're going to enjoy the rest of today. What are the things that picked you up? And how are you going to learn from something that maybe derailed you? Ask yourself this. Live in the moment. Realize you can only change now and in the future. You focus on the things right in front of you now, and you set goals, of course, but you have to enjoy the actual moments that are happening in front of you. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.